The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you on the special holiday edition of Morning Drive. It's Tuesday, December 23rd. This is the last live show probably of the year. Still have some other shows, but we always like going out with this one. And we've got some very special guests this morning. We have Mr. Andy Kelly. We have the mayor of Pittsfield, Peter Marchetti, and we have a special appearance by Santa Claus. That's all coming up in just a moment. First of all, let's get to the weather forecast and see what we have in store for us today. I hear we are going to have a little white Christmassy kind of stuff, so let's see what we've got coming up. Here we go. Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Winter weather advisory in effect until 7 a.m. EST Wednesday. Today, snow. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Highs in the mid-30s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow 90%. Tonight, cloudy. Snow showers likely in the evening, then a chance of snow showers and freezing rain after midnight. Total snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches. Ice accumulation around a trace. Windy, cold. Near steady temperature in the lower 30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour, increasing to northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Here we go, boys.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Knows if you've been bad or good. You better be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What do you think, Santa? How about a big ho-ho-ho from you? Has everybody been nice? You, Sean?
Oh, well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he's making a list and checking it twice. They're gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Here we go.
Well, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows that you're awake. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ho, ho, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Woo! All right. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Andy Kelly.
Thank you.
Opening us up with Santa Claus is coming to town, you know, here on the Morning Drive Holiday Special.
John, you just had the weather on, and we didn't hear much about snow for tomorrow night. Santa, will your sleigh travel all right without snow for those rails?
Hopefully.
Maybe you don't need snow.
Santa, come on. There's homestead kids listening to us. You can't say you might get there.
Oh, that's a good mayor.
Come on.
Come on, Santa.
I don't want to be Mayor Pittsfield to ban Santa.
Santa's helpers will get through.
Santa's got that magic, right? It's going to happen one way or the other.
You know, maybe you don't need snow, though, for your sleigh because you travel on higher altitude, don't you?
That's right. And due to technology these days, it looks like I'm not the only one that can travel up there or not.
and
technology.
The mayor, do you have a chimney in City Hall?
No, we don't.
For Santa to come down the chimney?
No. He'll have to visit us at our homes.
Oh, that's how he's going to do it.
They're making chimneys bigger for a good reason.
That's right.
Actually, Sean, doesn't he look like he slimmed down a little since last year, though?
Well, you know, there are GLP-1s. Do they have those at the North Pole, Santa?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, there's your answer.
They freeze up there.
Yeah, oh, I see. Well, always great to have the Christmas sing-along, a holiday sing-along here on Morning Drive. It's a heck of a way to kind of wrap up the season. There's been plenty of tough things to deal with all year, and we all know about that. So we're going to turn that off for about an hour and just have fun and enjoy and sing. And we forget about how much fun that is and how you just let everything else go. Right, Andy?
Make fools of ourselves.
That's right.
We don't mind.
We were at the post office with PCTV volunteers, members,
yes,
and friends. And it was freezing, but the sun right above Santa was very warm. I took my gloves off and warmed my hands.
Now, Santa, do you go to the post office to intercept the letters from the young boys and girls who send mail to you?
I have elves that will take care of things.
Oh, so
like
you don't need to
sometimes,
be there for work.
Sometimes.
Then
Santa has a lot of elves.
Many elves.
A lot of elves.
Good.
All right, Andy, what do we have?
Well, since we're focused on Santa, who is the, I forget the reindeer who pulls that sleigh when the bad weather is out.
Well, there's Rudolph.
Oh, that's the one, Rudolph, yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing very good.
Okay, good. Well, let's put in his mom and dad's names into this song a little bit, and we'll sing about Rudolph. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. You've got Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Here we go. Where are Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names like Pinocchio. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
ho, ho, ho.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Excuse me, Santa. A few weeks ago, we saw Benny Cohn playing a Christmas show over at Barrington Stage with Wanda Houston.
Great.
Oh, they sang this song really nicely, and they sing some. Says so they made it funky, like, well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they had a very shiny nose. Well, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. The reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph,
with your nose so right, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out, down in history. at him, boy. I don't know. We're going to get ourselves in trouble, Mayor. You may not get elected again, but I think if you keep singing like this, I meant. But you know something? I think it's great because it'll help boost in the polls. Maybe we could take a poll on what they think of our singing. Is that too dangerous?
Oh, dear.
What I've always learned is only have a poll when you know what the result will be, right?
Well, that's right.
We don't want any surprises.
I'm just glad it's not an election year. We'd have to give, you know, equal time.
Right. Well, I'm sitting here thinking how many people are driving off the road as they hear me singing as they're driving to work.
I think it's beautiful. And you too, Sean. I can hear you from over here.
It's not easy singing at 7:30 in the morning, though, is it?
It's not easy doing anything at 7:30 in the morning.
That's right. It's always hard getting our musicians to come in here for a morning drive because their voice, you know, just not up to it.
They've been out all night performing.
I think we're performing yeoman's work here this morning.
We don't usually get up this early. That's true.
What do we have here next?
Well, you know, there's a crazy song we've been singing, and it's an Italian song. And I know that but you're partially Italian, Mayor. Believe it or not, I married Italian, and they called this song Dominic the Donkey. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, dear. Better have the words for this
Chingity
one.
Chingity-ching, yee-haw. My wife's 100% Italian. She tells me Dominic the Donkey, they never sang that when she grew up. But
I think it's more of an American-Italian thing, right? I don't. I grew
have
up in an Italian family,
it?
Too. I don't remember.
Heard it. Yep.
Let's try it.
All right.
I don't know if we'll have to see if we can find an Irish Patrick, Santas Patrick, what would
well,
be an
the
Irish?
The incoming president of the Irish Sister City, well, she's now the president.
Mm-hmm.
She's Italian.
Oh, good.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Sure.
Marie Gormley.
PCTV has an Italian and an American TV program. You know, they're both on the same show.
Yeah.
There's something funny about Pittsfield because I would say... Well, Polish maybe figures right in there, but two of Irish and Italian are two biggest, native nationality where people traveled over from overseas to come to Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
Big Irish community, big Italian community. And when I married an Italian wife, she came from Utica, New York, was full of Italians. They, what's the matter for you? Marry an Irishman, you know? But Irish and Italian make a pretty
They might have been right. You never know.
I think maybe so. 44 years old, we made it.
And Pittsfield has sister cities and all that. Now, Andy, you're the only musician, I believe, that went to Honduras and performed with the musicians. There was a little political unrest in our Malpasil, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua,
so
we've
been working with Honduras.
Well, go ahead.
And normally the musicians just play in their little groups. You got them to play with all the other musicians.
We did. For many years, over 20 years now, I just left the Sister City Commission, and the mayor sent a beautiful letter to me, which I thanked him for this morning for my service on that. But he's been very helpful through his years on this as a city councilor and also as the mayor. This year, we made a new sister city in Pittsfield with Cape Coast in Ghana. So that's wonderful. And Tiesha Scott has been central in forming that. And also we have Nicaragua, a sister city, and Italy, a sister city, and Ireland. So we'll send out our Merry Christmas wishes to all of them.
While we're talking about music, how important is music in the sister city when you're exchanging cultural?
Oh, very important.
Yeah.
When we visited Italy, Cava dei Torini, the mayor had visited Pittsfield, and I believe he performed with Andy Kelly at the ITAM.
Mayor Galli.
And then, so when he was doing all the official welcome from there, I raised my hand and I said, can you do it at the luncheon today? Can you? He came and did 45 minutes.
Well, of course, Santa gets to all the sister cities. Right?
Yes.
He better.
And in one night,
now,
which is amazing.
Ghana, I met Tiesha Scott and Sheffield at a concert. It was Irish musicians, there's some step dancers there. But she said she was managing a musician from Ghana who we met. And I think they may have been dating or something.
A drummer, right.
So anyway, when he went back to Ghana, she came to Pittsfield, and where did she locate? Right across from outside at the Black Economic Organization.
Yep.
And that's when she said to Andy and I she wants to form a sister city.
Santa, you're paying too much attention to Pittsfield. With all the other cities around, you should be like paying attention to other places.
I do the same thing at all the other places.
Well, it's amazing we get Santa for an hour here on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.1 WSBR, and Lee Lennox in Stockbridge. This is the first time, Andy, that our music will be carried a little further away than our normal area of WTBR. We're getting, this is our first year of doing the holiday special where we're broadcasting in Southern Berkshire.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Santa, you've got a larger audience today.
Santa just appeared at Steve's barbershop yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I always bring up about 80.1.
Well, Santa, I got taken a look at the hairdo of yours. I don't think he did much work on it, did he? he left
maybe
a few,
just a trim.
Just a trim. Yeah.
That's what I asked for.
Does he give you a buzz cut the day after Christmas?
Yeah.
So you let it grow in
the
following
year? No,
no. You keep
it's
it long all year?
It's not growing like it used to.
All right, let's try this. We're sending it out. It deals with Santa Clauses in this song. Santa, you'll recognize it because in this particular song, they say that Rudolph and your other reindeer can't make it up the hills in Italy. They're too steep. Hmm. So you put to work Dominic the Donkey when you go to Italy. Is
yes.
that true? You remember Dominic?
Donkeys are great.
Donkeys are great. So we sing like, hey, chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, it's Dominic the Donkey. Chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, name is Dominic. He's the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he will be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, it's Dominic the donkey. Chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, the Italian Christmas donkey. Ha la 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet, presents on the sled. Hey, look, the mayor's derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, chingity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw, Dominic the donkey. Chingity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. La. Okay, here we go, Santa. Well, children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Kumari to Kumari say, dance the tarantella. And Giusto Magara comes to town and grabs the tarantella. Hey, chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, the Italian Christmas donkey. Chingity ching, hee haw, hee haw, the Italian Christmas donkey. Ha la la la, ha la la la, la 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 la, ha la 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 la. Only here on WTBR.
I don't know if we've played that one here.
No,
before.
That's our first year playing
that's
that. It's a
good,
new
Andy.
Edition.
Nice.
We gotta save surprises for
that's
you,
right.
Sean. We
that's
can't
right.
be too predictable.
Now, Ireland, our sister city, and over the country, they have you can adopt a donkey. So many families over here adopt donkey. Then they have a reason they want to go visit.
Well, Patrick, Santa. I keep making an error by saying Patrick Santa, but tell a little story.
I've been called a lot worse.
What about Kevin O'Hare, who traveled all over
right.
Ireland on his own donkey?
Yes, that, he probably started that.
We could make this the Irish Christmas donkey
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Why not?
And Kevin's still writing and
he is
doing book.
He's wonderful.
Books and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we keep singing or should
I think we should keep singing.
Or we just chat more. We get anyone having any Christmas jokes? While we think
that we can say on the air.
Anyway, yeah. All right, how about we spoke about the weather then?
Yeah.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. What about that?
That sounds good.
That sounds like a good idea.
I think it's going to snow.
You think it is going to snow? Santa?
Yeah.
Can you send us a blessing for snow?
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa Padre Filio Spiritus. Remember they used to give that kind of blessing? They don't do that anymore. They spoke Latin in the old days.
Oh, some places, churches
they still do.
Do
it? Oh, well, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. Since we got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, so I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When I finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. When the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Santa, I like the songs with a little bit of romance like this in them. What do you think? Does Santa have any trouble with a bit of romance on Christmas?
Well,
how about we go one more time then, Santa, since Mrs. Claus is, she may not be tuned in.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, so I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
We haven't sang, is it song or sang? Sorry. We haven't done either of them with Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's an old favorite.
You would think, right?
I would think
that'd
so.
That'd be a slam
Santa,
dunk.
So many of these songs revolve around you, Santa, with your sleigh and your reindeer. Maybe, what do you have to do to keep a flock or a herd of reindeer? Do you feed them? What do you feed them?
I just go with the flow.
Fly seed.
What did he feed
Fly
them?
Seed.
Fly seed.
The reindeers handle it all.
The reindeer can do anything?
Yes, absolutely.
Once you get into the air, Santa, do the reindeer know where to go, or do you have to direct them, or they know the way to go?
You know, with modern technology, it all happens.
Santa has GPS?
We follow Santa on GPS.
That's true, right? Right, on NORAD.
Yeah.
We did that.
That's right.
Yeah. We know where Santa is.
My kids always love doing that.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Air Force keeps track of Santa, right? From Colorado, somewhere
in the north. Those weird flying objects in the sky.
Was it what I saw in the paper yesterday? Didn't they spot one? Or it was on Google News, an Air Force pilot saw something strange.
So we got to watch out. Clear the airspace for Santa.
Yeah.
That's right.
You never know how many beers and cookies they may have when he's stopping at people's houses.
Do people actually leave beer for you, Santa?
Yes.
I thought it was only eggnog that they left.
Milk and cookies?
We'll keep this positive.
There's happened to be a song of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. But I don't know if that's really true. Your reindeer are more careful than drivers in that. They wouldn't never run over a grandma,
no.
Would they?
No.
And my wife and I are grandparents, and my wife actually heard that song the other day. She said, What do they have against grandmothers? What do they want to run over grandmothers for? But you would, I don't think you would ever do that, would you? I would. Before we get to do all our songs,
I'm not great with those other verses. How do you remember those?
Well, I cheat. The mayor and I are
we're reading them.
I didn't get that book.
No,
well Pat has 20 more over here. You can share with him.
But you're younger than us too, aren't you, Sean?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Thanks to 60, Zion Church.
Oh, is it?
Not quite there yet, Andy. Not quite there.
Mayor, any special traditions that are in your home? Like for instance, I know my wife, I mentioned Italian, they had seven fishes or anything.
No. I'm not that Italian. No. I don't do seafood at all.
That's quite the tradition, though, right? Yeah. That must be a big thing to prepare all the fish.
Traditions have changed over the years, right? As a young kid, my family hosted Christmas Eve, and then we shared Christmas Day amongst my dad's parents and my mom's parents, and then, 2002, I inherited the holidays because my parents moved south. Mm-hmm. Now my mom is back in town, so I've still inherited them. Christmas dinner for the last 6 years have been about 26 people.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So, that's a big gathering.
Yeah, well, and you know what? We're kind of joking about our ages, but when you start to recognize how fast time is passing and how many people that were here 20 years ago with us aren't here anymore. Mm. You kind of take that time as special time because during the regular hustle and bustle of our regular lives, we don't get to gather. So take the opportunity to gather and enjoy, even if it's stressful and crazy.
Yeah, well said.
Yep, very true.
In the last few years, I've lost my mother-in-law, my father, and my wife's father, and Jeff for you, and many, I'm sure all of us can. So maybe we send out a special song to them. My mother and Jeff Hunt, who was a dear friend with the mayor, and they sang together and made music for many, many years. And around our house, my mother got us all, she's the one responsible for me playing music, you know. And I'm sure Jeff must have got you to sing Christmas carols on at this time of the year. Was that part of the party?
No.
You know something? I slapped my knee because I pulled the guitar out, and no one else wants. Everyone thinks it's corny. They're like, "We're not doing that."
I mean, we had the baby grand piano in the basement.
Did you? Yeah.
Still needs a good home. There's a shameless plug.
Yeah. Okay.
But a little bit, but not until later in the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like music in the home has really changed over the years, right? Where people always had someone in the family that could play music really well, and everybody would look at them and say, "I'm sure this is you, Andy. Andy, can pull that guitar out, play some music for us," right? And there's fewer and fewer of those, right?
Yeah. And people are not accustomed to it anymore.
Yeah.
And when we were younger, you're right, that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm 67, I'll be 68 in a couple more months, and we wanted to be like the Beatles and make a band back in the early 70s, you know, and all that stuff is different now. The young people, they do other things, but I'm not one of the people that says the world is worse because of it. It's just different, because the things they can do on the computers and the phones, my God, I can't do them. Ask a teenager if we don't know what to do.
Well, there certainly is more music around. It might just not be being played live in the home, right?
Yeah.
Being at 8 o'clock here, I do have to, I'm federally required to say this is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And we welcome you to the Morning Drive Holiday Sing-Along program that we try to pull together every year. Just a little diversion, a little fun. We don't have enough fun sometimes, and we got to have an excuse to do that. And so if you're listening to us on the radio, you're listening to the voices of Andy Kelly, Mayor Peter Marchetti, and Santa Claus here in the studio. Thank you, Santa. So glad to be able to do this and to be able to pull it all together.
I just want to pull Bill Sturgeon.
Yeah.
Like, the views of of this show are mine and mine alone. So if you're losing folks that will never turn on WTBR again because of my singing, the views and opinions expressed on this show are mine and only mine.
I don't know if we've lost any audience here yet today. I think they're just tuning in for the
either the
lot of fun that we're giving out here or the complete train wreck. One of the two. when you include the pedestrian voices here, but Andy's the professional.
Everyone's great. I'm a tenor, so sometimes it's hard because for me to sing with other, like, men, especially guys, I have a lower voice, so, you know, you have to really get up there high. And but what if we sang Bing Crosby, White Christmas? We've been doing all fast ones.
Sounds good.
Does that sound good to you, Santa and Mayor?
Sure. One more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
The television portion of this show can be seen all over the world.
That's right.
How do you do that, Sean?
The magic of streaming.
Yeah.
Yes, on PCTV Select.
And the radio portion can be heard all the way almost to the track, and you love it, you know, over New York State.
Absolutely.
On the Mass Turnpike after you going east.
Not bad for a tiny little station.
All to the tip of North Adams.
That's right.
Yeah, so
WTBR, the giant radio of Pittsfield and Berkshire County.
We have a former mayor of Ballina, County Mayo, Mary Kelly. She's visited here at least 2 dozen times. She can hear, and others over in Ballina.
I wonder if Ballina is listening right now.
Yeah.
You think they'll hear White Christmas, Andy?
But Santa, why don't we send out a shout out to Mary Kelly and Ballina and all of our friends, Johnny O'Malley from the old days, and then a shout out to Patricia in Italy.
That's right.
Isabella in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
All of our friends around the world.
And we had
our wives, Susan.
We had someone,
Mrs. Claus,
loading the trucks a few days ago to go to Honduras. And we had someone from Honduras here helping.
Good.
So he rode on the truck on the way back.
Okay, Santa, let's hear you with this one.
Christmas.
glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Award for that one, but it was beautiful, guys. To me, it was beautiful.
I thought it was great.
Fantastic.
Nice job.
So
then.
Brave, you know. I don't know any other mayor who will come out and do it. God bless you.
Gotta say, that's true.
Yeah. There were years ago I tried for his job, and I worked hard at it. You probably remember those.
I remember.
It didn't make it, but God bless you for doing it, because being the mayor, I have so much respect for Mayor Marchetti, because some people who have never even met you before don't like you. And I could never understand. I would go into a place and they would maybe disparage me or something. I'd say, you don't even know me. How could? And you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Like, why on earth would you even dislike me in any way? But there are fortunately more who like you than dislike
me. I think politics has changed a lot. And it's not about whether or not you like me. It's about whether or not you like my policies, which then transfer to whether or not you like me.
Yeah.
And, there's a local business owner that 2 years ago now almost said to me, I may not like everything you do, and when I speak out against you, understand I'm speaking out against your policy, not you. And that has kind of resonated me for a really long time that... you know, I don't have to like the policies of President Trump, but I was born in an age that the office of President of the United States is a pretty big deal, and we should respect that office. And, you know, I sometimes wonder, you know, when you go places, but I'll tell you, when I'm eating in a restaurant or shopping in the grocery store, there's a lot more positive experiences than negative. You know, otherwise, nobody in the world would want this job.
Yeah. You know, also, it feels like it's become very tribal, too. And it's tribal, I mean, in the sense of whether you're good or bad, or even if you do have good policies, if you're not on my team,
right?
You know, and it's become the most important thing to be, you know, whether you're on your team or not, whether the individual politician has good policies or not, doesn't often matter these days if it's the team or the tribe. And I can understand it too, but we watch the Patriots, and you know, Josh Allen's probably a great guy from Buffalo, but I was so disappointed when he beat our Patriots the other day. You know, but I bet he's a great guy.
I think interpersonal is what's missing. Sometimes we think about people without, you know, we're different to people when we're face to face with them, when we're talking with them. The other stuff kind of melts away sometimes when you can have a connection.
Yeah.
And doing something like this morning, for
exactly
example.
Exactly right.
A little different.
Well, and social media has really changed the dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Like every technology, there's good and bad.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It absolutely is. Picking up what you just said, it humanizes you, Peter. It doesn't feel like you're a man in an office who's untouchable. You're willing to come out here and, you know, go on the microphone and do what we're all doing this morning. And,
have
you know,
people be going, oh, my God, what is he doing to us so early in the morning?
I think it's great.
Where else are you going to do this but community radio, folks? Well, this is what it's all about.
Once a year when I'm standing on stage with the oldies but goodies, at one point in time, raising money for Parade, now raising money for Unico.
Hmm.
Oh, there's a great
another
organization.
Great cause. Yep.
Unico. Maybe after we play a song, we'll talk about Unico. We did a slow Back Too Fast. Do you mind if it's one of the Santa Slightly Romantic again a bit? Walking into Winter Wonderland.
Oh, there we go.
Are You Married? And maybe Parson Brown and the Snowman. Here we go. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Flown away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking into winter wonderland.
What do you think, Santa? One more time. Here we go.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, the snow's glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking into winter wonderland. Far away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking into winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking into winter wonderland, walking into winter wonderland. Oh my God, I might be running out of steam. But you know what we haven't...
Whose idea was this? Yours or Santa's?
Sean?
Because I know it wasn't mine.
Oh, well, how about all of our Spanish-speaking friends and neighbors? Now we have so many, we should sing Feliz Navidad for them, probably.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Unless
and
we
by
wanna...
the way, looking out the window of the WTBR studio right now, we have snowflakes.
Oh,
we've brought the Christmas and holiday magic to everyone here. If you look out your window, it started to snow while we've been on this broadcast.
I think the music brought
it. It was snowing on my way in from my house, so it's just making its way here.
Wait a minute. We believe in miracles, Mayor. That this song brought the snow.
Okay.
That's right.
Can we get a few more miracles?
What are some
if
of the
If it
other...
works that easy, I need 1,000 units of housing. Can we make that a Christmas miracle, too?
Yes.
The one person that won't be happy about that will be Commissioner Morales.
Well, that's true.
Right, who will have to deal with the magic that we've just created
well, and
out on the roads.
And hopefully it's all done today. And so we're cleaned up and our DPS folks can celebrate the holidays at home rather than having to be plowing snow.
I noticed the roads were treated on the way in. So,
they are.
Yeah.
Yep. Do we need 1,000 units? We need more housing in Pittsfield?
Oh, we definitely need more housing in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
Of all types.
Mm. High and low end.
Permanent supportive housing, affordable housing, market rate housing, workforce housing. We need it all.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And it's not unique to Pittsfield either. It's
no.
a statewide and it's a nationwide problem. Yep. But you got to start somewhere. Pittsfield has started.
Yep. I read about it. And but the physical on the ground, what I've seen from the years we lost all the GE workers, many houses, and I live out on Peck's Road. In my neighborhood, most of the houses, one old person, or like my wife and I, one old couple is filling a house, and the neighborhoods aren't filled with young people. I mean, what are we looking for housing?
Well, I think we need it all, and I think you brought up a good point. Senior housing is probably at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no senior housing built in Pittsfield in my lifetime.
Mm.
And so folks are trapped. And a home that is too big for them, but there's no place for them to go.
And consequently, that would open up a house
for a family.
Many of those seniors, as you said, they're in a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, you know, house that's much too big for them.
Right.
And to downsize
at this stage of the game, even to sell the 4-bedroom to buy a 1-bedroom, you know, that between interest rates and house prices, it's not the right time for them either.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been amazed how much housing has gone up since the COVID, since the COVID years.
Well, as long as they're building senior housing with chimneys, Santa will be happy about that.
He can use the front door.
By the way, I've never heard the word glamping.
Oh.
Santa's not familiar with glamping.
A golf course, which was the Kelly golf course,
that's true,
into a glamping camping place. Mm. And also, I recall being at Brody Mountain when shortly after midnight, we'd go get the trays from the kitchen and go up to the top of the mountain and slide down with the trays.
True.
Yeah, and you were the one leading it.
Oh, those were days when we had a lot more energy than we do now, Santa Claus. But glamping's an interesting thing because a lot of these 40-year-olds who've made a great deal of money, they may live in New York City, in Manhattan or something, they all have beards these days, Santa. So you brought about, I'm the only one with no beard here. Beards are in. So guys like to be out in the woods, you know, and if you're a manly man, you go camping. But they don't really want to go camping with start their own fire. They want to go to a place where they could go back to Manhattan and tell their friends they went camping. But these tents are going to be beautiful. They're going to have all decked out, you know, full bathrooms and heated. So they'll be beautiful tents. But they're all canvas. The name of the company is called Under Canvas. And so it's a special kind of camping. Not like you're thinking we used to do with the Boy Scouts when we were young.
Before we end, we should thank, first of all, your staff, in the mayor's office and the staff over the years for mayors, they're the best.
Brittany's
best
wonderful in that.
And thank all the volunteers that volunteer, whether here at PCTV, food pantry, everything.
RSVP, all our RSVP volunteers.
RSVP.
Man, many stations.
Yep. God bless you all. Will this be our last song?
No, we've got about 12 minutes, so we got time for a couple.
All right. Do you want to finish with Feliz Navidad? I guess we talked about the Spanish-speaking population.
Yeah.
So we'll play that. Has that changed, changed things much in the city? I have a couple of Ecuadorian men that work for me.
I think that when we do our new city census, we will find that the Hispanic population has grown tremendously in the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are two new captains at the Salvation Army. One, the husband is from Venezuela.
Okay.
And we've done a number of shows here at PCT with them. And the wife is from Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. They just arrived during the summer.
Yeah. I cannot believe that the school teachers somehow I managed to integrate. Many of these students don't even speak English, and somehow they're teaching them, and they're learning, and they're you know, they're going to be wonderful Americans and contribute to our society as they grow up. But the teachers, my hat is off to them. I don't know how they do it.
We have Spanish programs here at PCTV
and WTBR.
Interpretation too.
Yep.
All in Spanish.
We have one program that's all in Spanish. Well, yes. Called Pildorama.
Say it again.
It's called Pildorama.
Pildorama.
Yes.
Wow.
You can check it out.
Okay. Well, I'll take my little cough drop. What's left of it? So we'll sing for you Feliz Navidad. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, Feliz Navidad, you probably know is Merry Christmas, Prospero Año, Prosperous New Year, y Felicidad, and happiness. And that's all. Then we bring it to English after that.
Feliz Navidad. Oh, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año y Felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Now in English, here we go.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. From the bottom.
Yeah. How are you holding up over there?
I'm holding up for maybe one more because I have lemon tea and a cough drop that you lent
to me.
All
right, that's perfect.
You lent it to me, I say, but I don't think you're going to get it back.
No, I think you can. I'll spot you that one.
You'll spot that, Sean. So maybe this will be a good time. We'll chat a little bit.
So for
we'll
full disclosure, too, there was no rehearsal for this.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, my God.
Good thing.
Don't be blaming him. This was your idea.
Well, Santa, you
well,
and
actually, it was Santa's idea. Santa's so we'll blame
idea.
Santa.
Top of the morning.
Phil, you want to join us over here?
Yes.
Get in here.
Am I supposed to?
You like singing?
Well, I got a lousy voice.
Well, have you been listening?
Get in here.
Let's stop Santa.
I want to welcome Phil Scalise, everybody.
I do.
Andy Kelly.
Yes. Yeah, nice to see
your
Andy.
Son all the time.
You got gray on me.
Look at how happened. How it sneaks up on you, wrinkles in the gray hair. Yeah. You want to come over to the seat or just stand up?
I'll stand up.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, you're on the air with us this morning.
Merry Christmas.
Isn't that great?
Same to you.
You never know what's going to happen here on Morning Drive.
Watch out for Santa.
We sang Italian song earlier.
We did.
Oh, I missed it then.
Yeah.
Shall we give him an Italian one?
Sure.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, this is what they say. When the moon hits your eye, here we go. When the moon hits your eye, like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When your eyes start to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. We'll ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and we'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When your mouth starts to drool, when your mouth starts
but you're better money. When you walk down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, when you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore, that's amore, that's amore. Chigging, ching, ching, arrivederci, ciao bello. So good to see you. Did he come? Did you come by to join with the singing today?
Oh, I'm not supposed to be doing.
You're not supposed to be doing this.
If you got a lousy voice.
So do we all. We all got whatever. We got cold. I'm drinking this, so God bless us. Okay, what's next, Sean? You're in charge.
I don't know. We got about 4 minutes or so.
4 minutes.
That's about it.
We asked for Phil's. We asked
joy
for,
to the world.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. We'll do it. We didn't sing anything religious,
no.
So we'll put that in.
Yeah.
But I was looking for at least one Christmas
okay.
joke.
Yeah.
Nobody's got one?
No.
I know.
I didn't
Mayor.
Come prepared for a Christmas joke.
What, Mayor, can you possibly summon Siri on that thing?
I could.
So here's what I say to her. Siri, tell me a Christmas joke. Let's see what she comes up with. Tell me a good Christmas joke, Siri.
No.
No, we're not going to dare do it. She
no,
may come up.
I'm afraid what she's going to say. So, nope.
Okay,
I'm not going to trust technology here.
All right, we'll bring out the words for joy to the world. So,
how about 12 days of Christmas?
Well, that's
we're,
too
we're
long.
On joy to the
Santa,
world.
We got 4 minutes.
Santa, you got things to do, people to see,
yeah,
and all
we
that
got,
fun stuff.
That's good. Have a holly jolly Christmas. We're going to joy to the world. H-I-J.
Hmm.
See that we learned in school how to do alphabeticalizing.
Alphabeticalizing?
Is that the word for it?
Alphabetize.
Thank God. Thank God we're here, Mayor. No wonder I never got elected.
Somebody can spell.
It
Don't
can
ask
speak.
Me to spell it. I can say it.
Okay. Oh, joy. That's high. Let's. As my voice is getting worse, we'll go lower and lower. Joy. Lower still. Joy. Joy. How about there?
Good.
Well, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. You got a mayor, we'll follow you.
On fields and flocks, on hills and plains.
Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Let's go to the top again. Joy to the world. We'll give a few ho-ho-hos and we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, I think that's great. So wonderful to have you on today, Andy. Thanks for bringing the joy of music to the program.
Thanks, Mayor.
Mayor Marchetti, thanks for singing along.
So much.
No, you and I are about on the same level.
Santa, nice job, Santa.
Santa Claus, always a pleasure.
Santa, get
Phil
to work.
Scalise, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't sing much.
The more the merrier, as we say.
Did you come for the rent?
Doesn't work that way anymore.
It don't work.
It's online.
I know he was coming to tell PCTV they could have a free month off.
We'll put that under advisory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santa, can you work some magic here?
Yeah.
Santa, you could help out with that. It's true.
All right. That's the end of our program and pretty much the end of the year here on Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. I'm Sean Sayre. Thanks again to my wonderful cast here this morning on the holiday show and wishing everyone a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Thanks.
Thank you. Goodbye. Here. Cheers.